Well, let's see. It's the 20th of October, the third. Is this the third Friday? Well, I guess it is. But, hey, it is Tennessee weekend, and if it is a Friday, it's Matt and Lars and Big Noon Sports, then you've got us live at Innisfree. Got tables open. Come by, have lunch, grab a burger, and see Tennessee fans in here, too. So come on by and enjoy as we will broadcast until 2. But, of course, come by here all weekend long and watch the games right here if you're not going tomorrow. Laura Lee is with us. And so is Peyton. Laura Lee, how are you?
Doing well.
This little surgery you had, all good now?
Getting better every day.
All right. Peyton joins us, Alabama student extraordinaire from what Lars tells me.
Extraordinaire is correct. Yeah, I'm great.
Excited. And you have peeps in town.
Yes, I got some cousins and aunts over there. They don't hear us right now, but I guess got a wave there. But got some my parents coming in shortly, so it's going to be a good time this weekend.
Lars, how are you today?
I'm doing terrific. How are you doing, Matt?
Man, life is good. I mean, you know how much this weekend means to me. And you know I will literally be sitting on a bed of nails for about 3.5 hours tomorrow because nobody likes to lose to Tennessee, especially me. I'm old school like that, Laura Lee. Are you a big Tennessee hater?
Yes.
Good answer.
But I have to tread lightly because two things. I have Tennessee family. And they're in the house, as I said
sporting
they would
the
be.
And, yep,
yes,
polos.
In their orange, but I also wouldn't be here if my parents didn't meet at the University of Tennessee.
Mm.
So they are both Tennessee
so
grads.
So there actually is something good that happened there in Knoxville.
That's right.
I'm amazed.
Yes.
Last night at Hey Coach, Saban urged, and I think this directly reflects to last year in Alabama's loss at Knoxville, 52-49. The crowd was raucous with the Tennessee fans. Last night, Lars, Saban said, hey, you know, we need to do that too.
Yeah, he made the point that Tennessee runs a fast-paced offense, 2.7 plays every minute in the game. So the crowd can really be a disruptive force. And I think he was also talking about the lack of enthusiasm, shall we say, last week in the crowd. And he just is urging, imploring the crowd to inject this team with energy and just keep them sort of going. It's interesting. I've never heard Nick Saban make a request like this, Peyton.
No. Yeah, and being from the students' perspective, being there, I kind of felt that same way during the Texas game. They started to speed up, started to do that same sort of tempo style, and the fans were like in between plays weren't as loud because you can't keep the vote. You got to like be smart about it. So it's an interesting factor. I was very, very fascinated to see Saban talk about that. I never see him talk about that.
Well, he knows it can be an effect. He's had to live through the effects of that large crowd.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
And last year Tennessee, last year Texas.
Yeah.
It is. Been difficult, but Alabama, I don't want to say hand sitters, but I don't think they get as involved as some fans do. But I think this year, Peyton, it's going to be different because of last year.
Yeah, and the revenge factor is real. There's no question about it. And, I mean, when you compare this Tennessee team this year to the one last year, it's like completely different styles. Defense and running the ball this year. Last year's the aerial attack and get enough stops. And right now it's just, I mean, they're averaging like under 6 yards per attempt on the through the air, but on the ground they're averaging over 200. They put 230 yards on A&M's strong front last week. So that was, I mean,
something we couldn't do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So right. What was it, 23 yards rushing against Alabama?
Yeah.
Or against the A&M? But, Laura Lee, why is it that Alabama fans at Bryant Denny are known to say not be the loudest?
Okay, well.
All right, let's dig deep into this.
I think at times we're very loud and I sort of have to ask Peyton this. Where were the students last week?
We're a spoiled fan base. There's no question about it. And the 11 a.m. games, they don't get up for it very often. I have many friends that weren't there because they didn't get up for it. I was in attendance, of course, being strong and leading the charge there. So I'm going to have the conducting the student section this week, and that's my job.
It's all on you.
It's all on
to
me.
Control 38,000.
That's it. That's all on me.
How many students can fit in that particular area? Do you know? 10, 15?
15,000?
Well, I mean, you can sit on top, like you're stacking people on top of each other. I remember the Texas game on the, like the Jermaine Burton ricochet touchdowns and some of the ones that got called back. People were like falling all over the place. Like they were so excited.
And that's because there were too many?
I mean, they just get stacked on top of each other. Yeah. So a game like this, especially with, you know, yeah, just the environment that, I mean, that's where you want to sit in the student section from a student's perspective. And it'll be a fun one.
What about you when you were here?
Oh, the student section, when I was here, you have to think about the fact that when I went to school here, it was primarily an Alabama in-state college. And so nobody even thought about missing the game, much less leaving early. We did not do that. And now these students with I think it's 50, slightly over 50% of the student body is from out of state. They didn't grow up on Alabama football, many
Peyton.
Of them.
Peyton.
Yeah, and,
well, I did grow up on Alabama football.
Well,
football.
You know,
from Louisiana. One of the rare ones.
Yeah, because it's like not something we would have ever done. It's completely different because I was not surprised that the students didn't show up, but I was surprised that so few of the students showed up.
And yeah, and then the air in the building in the third quarter. I mean, so they get a few touchdowns in the second quarter. It looks really good. It looks like it's going to be a blowout sort of game. And then it just the gravity of everything, just the Alabama sideline, the student section, everything was just kind of
flat
and took the foot off the gas. So you can't say that. You can't do the stuff like that. And Saban talked at length about it on the Pat McAfee show yesterday on his weekly appearance on that one. And he was talking about how, you know, when you're in games like that, you got to keep the scoreboard isn't a factor, but it's an external factor. You have to keep going as if there is no scoreboard. You have to play within yourself every snap like you're trying to put good tape on, you know, film. And that's something they didn't do last week. And yep. KJ Jefferson took advantage and played really well.
Laura Lee, got to ask you a question. As a child growing up in Nebraska, I would see Alabama games, and I didn't understand why the students were dressing up.
Yes,
that
in
is
my
a
day.
Completely foreign concept to those of us from different parts of the country. Why?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I mean, a lot of the times, okay, first of all, in the Greek section, that is what you do. You wear your dresses, heels. Back then, our dresses had a lot more material to them.
Oh, gosh.
And you would wear your sorority pin, and but now, actually, sororities can have their own sections, whereas before it was just the fraternities. But it's just something we've always done. They still do it. Now, if you go to the general student body, the independents, the non-Greeks, they don't dress up.
They didn't in our era either.
No, they did not in our era either.
I dress up. I wear the classic Bama polo and just the regular look.
Golly, guys. I don't want to do too deep of a dive here, but when I was a freshman and I was a fraternity, I was Delta Chi, proud of it, but we would have to put our coat and tie on.
Yeah.
And it was pretty standard issue. You know, the dark blue blazer
still
with
is.
The red tie and khakis. But we would have to go over. Most all the games back then were during the day. But we had to go over there, the pledges did, and save seats.
Yeah, rope them
that
on.
That meant you had to be there when the gates opened, which was 90 minutes before kickoff, and sit there in a steaming August, September heat and just literally, you would... And you still wear your coat. I wouldn't do it today, even if I were the president of the fraternity. But I think they've laxed on that maybe a little bit. But it was brutal, Lars.
What I've learned basically since I've lived here is that a football Saturday in the South is as much a social event as it is a athletic event.
Right. If you don't believe your statement, go to the Grove.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the epitome.
Well, you think it is. I think the epitome is over there on the quad.
Well,
it's just as good as anything in the Grove.
Well, let's just say the Grove has years on them.
Well, they hang chandeliers at the Grove, and maybe we don't do that. But, I mean, it's very similar atmospheres. And You're right. And here it's not limited to the quad. It's all over the campus. And I think it's going to be wide open. And, in fact, we came down the road just 45 minutes ago and turned towards campus. And my sister was driving, and she whipped off, and she was like, I'm not going down there. I mean, it was bumper to bumper already. And so I think you're going to see that it's hopping.
You could tell when we came off of the interstate, and we could tell one way because there were two F4s flying over. I guess they were practicing their flyover for tomorrow.
Our next segment's really going to be hopping, too.
Yeah.
Matt Finkus, former defensive end at Ohio State, All-American, now media personality in Columbus, Ohio. We're going to talk to him about the sign-stealing going on at Michigan and the allegations and what this could mean for Jim Harbaugh moving forward.
Moving forward, there's a lot of evidence, and this looks like Patriot Gate, and it reminds me a lot with the way they're researching these signals. It reminds me a lot of what the Astros did. Boo Astros always. We'll be right back. By the way, again, we're from Innisfree, live from Innisfree. It's a place to be. Lunch, have a cold beer, come see us, and yell Roll Tide. We'll be right back. Bama.